straddling across two chapters. So Acts chapter 21. So if you have the outline, please grab the outline. Let's read from the outline together. I like it when husband and wife are doing a sport. They are sporting. You know, that was what Abraham was doing with Sarah. And the king of, is it Abimelech or whatever, saw them sporting. And he said, but I thought you said she was your sister. You know, that's what Ezekiel used to call Sapphire, Sister Sapphire. Now they are sporting. It's okay. It's allowed. All right, if you have the outline, everybody grab the outline. Let's have fun tonight. Let's have real, real, real great fun. Are we together? Outline? You got the outline? Cool. All right, we will read the outline together. And by the Spirit of God, we'll see where we're going tonight. Acts chapter 21, we read from verse 37 to 40. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 37 says, then, as Paul was about to be led to the barracks, he said to the commander, may I speak to you? He replied, can you speak Greek? Are you not the Egyptian who some time ago stirred up a rebellion and led the 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness? But Paul said, I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I implore you, permit me to speak to the people. So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying. And then we cross over to Acts chapter 22. There's a little commentary I would like to throw in here. You see, the original manuscript of the Bible in its original raw state was not in verses and chapters. It was a scroll. They opened the scroll and they read the story continuously. There were no chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 3, verse 4. But over the years, Bible scholars, and to make the Bible a little bit understandable, a little bit easy to read, easy to follow, was broken into chapters and verses. So you need to understand that, so that next time we're reading the Bible, don't disconnect chapter 1 from chapter 2. It's a continuous narrative. It is a story of God, of creation, of redemption, of revelation, and of the second coming. It's a whole story. That's why the Bible is referred to, when you look at it, as a manual for life. It's a manual that comes with, you know, a manual always comes with a product. So let's understand that. So we straddle into Acts chapter 22. Because it's a continuous narrative from that verse 40 in Acts 37. So verse 1 of Acts chapter 22. So Paul kept on speaking, and Paul, the Bible says he spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue, they kept all the more silent. Then he said, I am indeed a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of a father's law. I was zealous toward God, as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. as also the high priests bear me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring in chains, even those who were there to Jerusalem, to be punished. And now it happened, as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. To give this study tonight a title, we are continuing with the Holy Compromise theme. Last week, we defined what Holy Compromise was to get a proper understanding. And we looked at the merits and the demerits of a holy compromise. And after looking at the merits and the demerits of a holy compromise, today we want to look at one of the very strong merits of a holy compromise from all the things that we learned last week. If we remember some of the things we learned as the merits, were that we might save some. Some people might be saved when we make a holy compromise, when we just decide that we are taking an action that is not sinful before God. That's what a compromise is. We take an action that is not sinful before God, but it goes against our own personal principles in order to reach out to the people or to win people. So we decide that, okay, even though this is against my personal principle, I will compromise and do this for the sake of the people I want to win. And you're doing it not necessarily that you are sinning. So that's why it's called holy. Holy. Remember, God is holy, and he says we should be holy as he is holy. So anything, any compromise we make must be something that does not make us go against God's law, God's word, and God's principle. But it may not just be something that is, you know, personally we wouldn't do it ordinarily. Like we saw in this passage, in context, Paul had to go and shave his head. Ordinarily, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't follow that Jewish vow, that practice under the law. But he had to do it, first of all, to show that he had nothing against the Jews or against the laws of Moses. And also in submission, showing himself humble and accountable to the elders who were before him, who advised him to, look, do that so that the people who thought you are preaching against the law will know that you have nothing against the law. Jesus himself said it. It's not that he came to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill the law. So he makes a holy compromise, merit, so that we do it, so that we can win some. We do it as a demonstration that we are accountable to authority. When we make a holy compromise, it's a sign that we are teachable, also flexible. We're not rigid. We are ready and willing to acknowledge even our own personal limitations. You know what? I don't know it all. So we give that benefit of doubt. You see, anytime you and I get to a point where we believe we know it all, then we've become God. We stop being teachable. Pride begins to set in. I know it all is also a symptom of what the Bible says, that knowledge puffs up. When you know it, you become proud. You're puffed up. A merit of making a holy compromise is that you're willing to go the extra mile for what you believe. For the sake of the gospel, you will go that extra mile, and you know what? I will put away and put aside my personal convictions and principles just to preach this gospel. Another merit we saw, we learned, discussed last week, which is the one we want to major on today, is that it is an opportunity to share our faith. Because now we've compromised, and the people we've compromised with will be willing to hear our story, which is what we can see now as a result of Paul's action. Consequently, he got to a place now where he could speak to these people and these people would listen to him. It was compromise that brought him to that point. So, looking at this story and looking at all these scriptures we've read, there's something that I believe the Spirit of God wants us to really, really focus on tonight, and that is the opportunity to share our own testimony. As I was meditating on this, and why I've had the leading to lead us to pray that God should restore to us the joy of salvation, that God, the Holy Spirit, should give us that assurance of salvation again, like we saw the psalmist pray in Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Hebrews chapter 12 says we are surrounded with witnesses. We have a cloud of witnesses. And I'm telling you, we can also be surrounded with negative witnesses in forms of situations and circumstances that will distract us away from verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 12, which says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. You know, when you start a journey at times and you get to the middle of the journey, if things, turbulence and things begin to happen, you might forget where you're coming from. And also forget where you're going. Because now your current challenge has distracted you. So our journey of faith is like that. There was a day you asked Jesus into your life. There was a day you knew your sins were forgiven. You knew that God Almighty, in his mercies, in his tender mercies and loving kindness, has chosen not to remember your sins and iniquities and forgive you of your trespasses. Oh, what a joy that day must have brought. But because we are now in the midst of the storms of life, we can forget that joy of salvation. And that's what the Holy Spirit is reviving tonight. You see, we thank God for Paul's testimony here. Can you see what Paul was simply doing here in the midst of this compromise? He simply seized the opportunity to share his story. How many of us know one thing? That there are some things you forget. But when you remember and you share what happened to you in the past, it's as if it's just happening again. You have that refreshing, you have that experience. It's like everything just comes back. Can we all think back tonight? And if anyone is here tonight, you've never experienced the joy of salvation. You don't even really know what the joy of salvation is. Then tonight is your night. Now is the acceptable time. Today is your day of salvation. To know how much God loves you, how much price Jesus has paid, how much he has forgiven. To forget about all this cloud of negativity, the turbulence, but to focus. To remember why we gave our heart to the Lord Jesus while we received him. To remember how it happened. And you know what? To get our focus and our vision back, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author of eternal salvation. We forget the joy of salvation. I remember the day I surrendered my life and I received the Lord Jesus into my heart. I remember that day like now. I remember the joy that filled my heart. I remember the vow I made that day that God, for the rest of my life, I am going to serve you. I am going to worship you. Anywhere I go, anywhere in this world, that is all I'm living for. I remember. That is the stirring, brethren. And for anyone watching online, that is the stirring that the Holy Spirit wants to do tonight. We have seen Saul's story before he became Paul. Tonight in our groups, can we spend a few minutes sharing our salvation story? And if any one of us, sincerely and honestly, you don't have that joy, you don't feel that joy anymore, this is an opportunity to pray. So the study tonight is taking that pattern. Can we sit around the tables? Can you share your testimony? Can you share your story? Can you remember that day? Can you remember that hour? Can you remember what led to it? Even though you were born in the church, there was a day you came to that saving grace and realization. That is the stirring tonight. I will stop now. And for the next 10 minutes, please, let's talk around the table. And all we are focusing on tonight is not Paul, it's Jesus and how he met us on our own road to Damascus. So that is the study tonight. That was just to stir us up in the name of Jesus. So we have leaders on the table. Let people share their salvation story. Can I tell you something? The Bible says that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And if sincerely, like I said, that joy is not there, or you've not had that experience, this is the hour. Amen. Let's go into our groups right now. And please, the coordinators, can we ask everyone around us there to share their story? The day you got saved. What happened that day? Amen. Amen. All right. The Holy Spirit is here restoring the joy. Let's go. And anyone online watching, join us. If you've not given your heart to Jesus, this is an opportunity to ask the Lord to come and give you that joy of salvation again. Amen. We want to thank God tonight for taking us back, for stirring us up again. One of the things we must not lose is our vision. How did you come to Christ? And why? Why did you and how did you? If there's anything that keeps us going, it's when we don't forget the why. It may not be a wow. Our stories are different. They are individual. They are personal. It's only personal to you. I want to give the opportunity to anyone tonight who may actually be sincerely, you can't say you have that joy. Please, there's nothing for us to be ashamed of. I just believe God put this together. And I want us to pray, especially also for our children, that they will experience that joy of salvation. You know, some of our children were born into the church, We brought them to church. They just know they have been dragged along. But they need to come to that realization themselves. They need to come to that saving grace. I've met a lot of ministers' children who, sincerely speaking, say they are lost. I've met some who will say they don't actually really believe in God, you know. True life story. And that got me panicking that I hope my own children truly and genuinely know the Lord for themselves. I'm happy today that they do. I'm so glad they do. So we don't want to leave any assumption. So all the children in the house, can you come, and anyone who wants to feel like a child today and genuinely, please can you step out so that the whole church can pray for you? Can we do that quickly? All our children, please step out. And anyone who genuinely just wants prayers. Okay, let me throw it that way. Anyone who wants prayers tonight, join these children. You know what Jesus said? Except you become as little children. Please, can we all rise up to pray as every, you know, as people are stepping out? Let's just pray. One thing we ask for tonight is that joy, the joy of salvation. Please, let's pray. Let's stretch our hands. Lord, for these our precious children, all these our precious children, please, children, just close your eyes. Just say, God, I want to know you. I will really, 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 please, and anyone who wants the joy, please, nothing. We are family. You are not happy. Come out. Please stretch your hands all over the place. The Holy Spirit is a comforter, comforting spirit. He will lift burdens tonight. He will make burdens light. He will make yoke easy. The joy of salvation be restored to you. In the midst of your troubles and challenges, Lord, Holy Spirit, make yourself real. Make yourself known. These are our precious children. We have dedicated them to you. We rededicate them. Lord, be their father. Be father to them. Let them know you. Let them know you. Let them know you, Lord, even more, and be close to you more than the air they breathe. Lord, and as many as are rededicating, as many as are coming for a fresh touch, a stirring, we ask in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus. We ask for ourselves and on behalf of our brethren. All of us tonight, all over the place, receive the joy. Receive the joy. If you are led, please just come. You can come and pray. Please, mothers can come and pray for their children. You know, just lay hands on them that they will serve the God you serve. They will know the God you know, even more than you. And please, anyone who really, 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 you have a burden, please come join and pray for everyone out here. They will know the Lord. You will serve the Lord in spirit and truth. You will know God. You will know the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We are family, the God of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We are all called unto. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. We are your people. This is your church. Lord God Almighty, none of us, Lord, will be lost. On the last day, none of us will be lost. None. Our names will be written in the book of life. The challenges of these present times, the things that are happening or not happening, will not take away the love of Jesus. Nothing shall take us away from the love of Christ. The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, the joy of salvation. Receive the joy of salvation. Receive the joy that only God brings. Father, we pray even for those who might be online watching. Lord, wherever they are, Holy Spirit, manifest. Make yourself known. In the midst of our trials, in the midst of the challenges of life. Lord Jesus, you are the author. You are also the finisher. You have begun this faith. You will perfect it. He who began the good work in us, in you, is faithful. He will perfect it. You will share your story. You will share your testimony. And even bigger, the greatest testimony, brethren, the greatest testimony is the testimony of salvation. And if God can perform that greatest miracle, how much more our current challenges? Tonight, thank God that is able to do exceeding. Please bring your challenges before God right now. Whatever current challenge that you think is almost taking your gaze, your focus, your vision, please bring it before the Lord right now. Everybody, whether it's a potential hazard, a developing hazard, the challenge, work, money, finances, family, whatever it is, God, who gave us His only begotten Son, is able to give us every other thing. Please thank Him. With thanksgiving and great joy tonight, there is nothing. He says, Lord God, you who made the heavens and the earth, is there anything that is too hard for you? Absolutely nothing. Oh, the joy of salvation. Thank you for restoring, renewal, revival. Thank you for giving us even more testimonies. I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, we live here tonight. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We live here tonight revived, strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man. We live here tonight with the confidence that everything we have prayed about tonight, you've heard us. You've not only heard, you will also do. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And Lord, even as you have sworn by your word, by your mighty arm, we declare again tonight that our grain will not be food for our enemies, but food for us. We will not labor and not eat from the fruit of our labor. From tonight, every labor, every burden, every yoke, the burden upon our lives we exchange with yours. The yoke upon us we exchange with yours. We say tonight, from tonight, every burden is light. Every yoke becomes easy. Because what we have upon ourselves is not our own burdens. We cast our cares upon you because you care for us. So we lay down our burdens before you. We take your own light burden. We take your easy yoke. We live here full of joy. We go out tonight with a promise, Lord, that we will simply always share our testimony. Please, let's pray. Let's just make that. It's very easy. Just share your story. Share what God has done in your life and what God is doing. And what God will yet do. Let's make up our mind that that is what we will do. We're leaving this place tonight, Lord, with a promise, with a vow. You will help us. We will share our story. You will confirm every word with signs following. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap, clap, clap. This is a good place to clap. We cover our children with the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Please, there's something I want to encourage us. Please, those who are still sharing our stories, feel free. You can stay behind, share the story. Thank God for the weather. There's something I want to encourage us. My brethren, it is an encouragement. Please, are we listening? Please, I'm speaking like Paul now. I beseech you, therefore, my brethren, please, let us not think that prayer is like a fire brigade approach an emergency. That is when, and wait for when we have problems, or rather think that it is only those who have problems that pray. It is only those who have problems that come for Friday prayer meetings. You know, unconsciously in our minds, we might be thinking that way. Well, I don't have any problem, so I don't need to go for prayer meeting. Excuse me. We come to simply worship and have a conversation with God Almighty. God delights to hear us sing and talk to Him. Let us take our prayer lives and prayer meetings very, very seriously. Some of us came about 2 Fridays ago and we got an instruction to pray. And we thank God that the Holy Spirit enabled us. We left the prayer meeting on the Friday, and we had a wonderful 7 days of praying. We were getting up exactly 12 midnight, and we were having a conference prayer. Thank God for technology. There's so much power in technology now that I just believe we should make the best use of it. Please, in case I forget, that technology, please, you need to show me how I can set it up on my own system. So that wherever we are, right in the comfort of your home, you can join other people to pray. We were getting up 12 midnight, and we prayed for 7 days. And I'm telling you, God began to move, testimonies. But the greatest thing was the revival that each one of us experienced. So I'm encouraging us that when we call for prayers, let us take it seriously. It's not for people who have problems. Okay? Because at times we may think that way. So we pray every, let it be a delight. We pray every Friday. We come here 7:30. We pray till 8:30. I've just learned to build my own life and program around God. I don't try to put God in my program. I build my program around God. When I know I have Bible study on a Thursday, there's nowhere you can invite me to. I won't come. I know I have to be here. There's no party. There's no dedication you can tell me you are doing. That is the time I have set to meet with God. So I know that there's no compromise. When I finish that time, I can come for your party. I can leave here now and go to any party anybody invites me to. You know, but I won't compromise that one. That's called holy compromise. That's my own holy compromise. Don't mess with my Bible study. For 14 consecutive years as a church, we've been having our Bible study on a Thursday, and that's something to thank God for. But let's be consistent. It's not an option. Don't see it as an option. So let's learn that we build our lives around God, because we are not ignorant of the wiles of the devil. It's just little by little, by little, by little. They just give you 25 pounds an hour if you come on Thursday. Meanwhile, it's 5 pounds an hour they pay you on other days. I don't fall for such traps. I'm telling you, God is bigger than 25 pounds an hour. Amen. Only Kingsley believe that. Please tell somebody, build your life around God. Don't try to create time for God. You won't find it, though. I'm telling you. Prayer is not for those who have problems. I don't know why I'm emphasizing this. And for those of us who come to pray, please let me encourage us. Let's not stop praying. And let me encourage us, please, when we come to pray, please don't look at who came or who didn't come. Are you getting me? I found out that this had some distractions. Why didn't this person come for prayer meeting? Excuse me, did I come to pray to that person? No. So please, let's not be distracted. Let's not be discouraged. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered. Once I have someone there who is ready to agree with me, God is there, and that's what matters. So, word of encouragement to all of us. And I think, is there another announcement? No. Please keep on sharing your story. Yes, please. As we speak right now, pastors have been summoned in the Redeemed Christian Church of God to the central office. They're having a turning script training that we had 3 years ago to encourage every one of us to go out and share the simple salvation message. God loves you. God has an awesome plan for your life. Wages of sin. So we want to revive that evangelistic drive. But more than anything, your story is the most powerful testimony. The story of your own encounters with God and your salvation. You may think it doesn't mean anything, but you just share the story. Amen. Amen. So we will just revive that training, and then we encourage us now to be sharing our testimony. So please, if anyone has a testimony, let us know so that when the general house comes on Sundays, we will be taking testimonies of what God is doing. All right. Good night. God bless you. If the ushers can bring an offering basket, please let's, there's something I was reminded of that we said we'll be taking offering every Thursday. So if you want to give, there will always be opportunity every Thursday to give. So just drop it in the basket. God bless you. Good night. You can resume your story from where you stopped.